ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। असंयतात्मना योगः दुष्प्रापैति मे मतिः वश्यात्मनातु यतता शक्यो वाप्तुमुपायकः असंयतात्मना योगः दुष्प्रापैति मे मतिः वश्यात्मनातु यतता शक्यो वाप्तुमुपायकः। अर्जुन उवाच अयति श्रद्धयोपेतः योगाचरितमानसः अप्राप्य योगसंसिद्धिम् कां गतिं कृष्ण गच्छति अर्जुन उवाच अयति श्रद्धयोपेतः योगाचरितमानसः अप्राप्य योगसंसिद्धिम् कां गतिं कृष्ण गच्छति। कच्चिन्नो भयविभ्रष्टः चिन्नाभ्रमिव नश्यति अप्रतिष्ठो महाभावो विमूढो ब्रह्मणः पते कच्चिन्नो भयविभ्रष्टः चिन्नाभ्रमिव नश्यति अप्रतिष्ठो महाभावो विमूढो ब्रह्मणः पते। एकन्मे संशयं कृष्ण चेतुर्मर्थस्य शेषतः त्वदन्यस्संशयस्यास्य चेतानमुपपद्यते एतन्मे संशयं कृष्ण चेतुमर्हस्य शेषतः त्वदन्यसंशयस्यास्य चेतानमुपपद्यते। श्रीभगवानुवाच पातनैवेह नामुत्र विनाशस्तस्य विद्यते नहि कल्याणकृत् कश्चित् दुर्गतिं तात गच्छति श्रीभगवानुवाच पातनैवेह नामुत्र विनाशस्तस्य विद्यते नहि कल्याणकृत् कश्चित् दुर्गतिं तात गच्छति।
Disciplines that are required for you to go into jhana. There is a lot of preparation, and then at the body level, at the mind level, when the mind is available for you to meditate, then you can meditate. So external disciplines, internal disciplines he covered. Then he talked about how to meditate, what is meditation, how you go about all that. Then he talked about the fruits of meditation. What is the fall? What happens to a person when he controls his mind completely and brings it to the self? When he attains samadhi, what is that state of samadhi? He talked about samatvam, he talked about having equal perception everywhere, etc., etc. Now, Arjuna gets a problem. In 31st verse, he asks this doubt to Lord Krishna. The Shishya is asking the Guru. The way to gain knowledge is to question him. That is why we keep on saying knowledge is never given, it is taken. You got to draw it out. You can't just sit down and nothing much will happen if you just listen. You got to question and go deeper. So Arjuna is questioning here. O Krishna, this stability of mind, this balance of mind that you are talking about, I doubt very much whether we can bring our mind to that state. Even if we bring it to that state, whether it will consistently remain stable. Why? Because the nature of the mind, we talked about the four things, what are they? Sanchalam. Sanchalam means restless. Then? Pramati means turbulent. Then Dalam means strong. Then?
Unyielding.
Dhrida. Dhrida means obstinate, strong, clinging on, no? Doesn't give up. So the mind, first of all, doesn't remain in one place. It is restlessly running after the objects of the world. It wants to possess. The more and more you possess, the more and more you want to possess. Then, the disturbed mind disturbs the entire personality. You become turbulent. Now, the mind has become strong. It is not ready to listen to anybody. Ravana did not listen to any advice. Same thing with Duryodhana. Now, once you are possessed with a desire, like a ghost is possessed you, thereafter you are finished. And you are obstinately clinging to it, you will destroy it. So this is what Arjuna is asking. Such a mind, I don't see how one can bring it to stability consistently. Right? So then Lord Krishna said, first and foremost, he agreed to Arjuna. Asamshayam Mahabaho, O mighty arm, here mighty arm refers to Arjuna. Neve is telling, is it the mighty arm talking? Mighty armed fellow has conquered many things outside due to your mighty arm outside. But inside you are being difficult to conquer. And inside you have not conquered, then what kind of mighty arm are you? So the real strong person is one who is strong within. I read a beautiful story yesterday. Somebody has come up with a book called Moral Scapes. It's actually released from Gujarat. Yesterday I was with somebody and they presented the book to me. They were very happy with reading the book and he bought so many books of that. He is distributing everybody. I read one story from that, very interesting story. It talks about a guy who takes out 1,000 rupee note or 500 rupee note, whatever. New one, and shows it, lays it to the crowd. He says, how many of you want it? One of them put up their hand and say, yes, I want it. He grumbled and asked, now how many of you want it? They say, yes, one of you again. Yeah, yeah, he wanted it still. And he stands on it, you know. All that he does, now he asks, how many of you want it? Still for a lot of money. So he said, whatever I do with this, still its value remains the same. People still want it. Similarly, whatever may happen to you, you should still be the same. But that doesn't happen to us. People may, you know, make us crumble like a rupee note. Or stamp on us, betray, all sorts of things you may go through. You still remain the same. You still have the same integral value. You know, it's a beautiful story, etc. So, that's what Krishna is asking. Is that mighty arm you're talking? What kind of mighty arm are you in? In a way, remember this, I told you, scripture is a mirror. You don't think there's a dialogue going on between Krishna and Arjuna, you just watch it and then enjoy it. It's a dialogue here that is going on between you and the Guru. You put yourself in Arjuna's position and ask yourself, will I continue to be the same? From where do I draw my strength? a new being. What really gives me that? Is it something that comes from within or something that comes from outside? That is what we need to understand. Vedanta is never against embellishment, but all that it says is that make sure that your embellishments doesn't give you the strength, or rather your strength doesn't come only from your embellishments, it should come from within. Your status, your position, your power, your diamonds, your children, your this and that is not what real strength is. You will be exposed. When that real strength comes from within, all these things, whether it is there, not there, sort of. So he is asking Arjuna, what kind of a mighty arm are you? And there is a beautiful definition Swamiji gives. He asks, who is rich? Have you discussed that here? If I ask you the question, who is rich? Who is rich?
Not dependent.
Okay, how do you explain it further? Then your desires are more than your assets. You are poor. When your desires are more than your assets, you are poor. Doesn't matter what your asset is. Your asset may be $10 billion. But if you are having desires more than that, you are poor. So the rajasic people, all they do is they go on increasing their assets. Simultaneously, their desires are also increasing. Therefore, they are doing poor. I still can't get that place in France. Swamiji talks about that. Shazal has it. Shazal is it. Somebody took Swamiji there and said, you must have coffee here. You must have coffee. That's where Swamiji stayed with him. You must have coffee here. That's it, you know. So he took him there and then they were sitting together. Very rich guy, obviously. And then sitting and coffee was ordered. About to sip Swamiji. You know Swamiji, these people, how much they charge for this coffee? You are kidding. And Swamiji immediately put the cup down. He didn't know what they were. Then he, some, I don't know, fabulous one. The next sip when he was about to have, each sip is so many dollars. Are you rich, are you poor? Are you rich, are you poor? You have to ask yourself this question. When your desires are more than your assets, you are poor. Doesn't matter what your assets are. Similarly, when your desires are less than your assets, you are rich. When your desires, what happens? It's not difficult. The question is not whether it is difficult or not, whether you have achieved it.
No, I understand.
That is more important.
There is something material desire. No, desire
is the relationship or anything. Unless and until you try it, you won't know whether it is difficult or not. And once you try it, even difficult things will start becoming easier. The question of you trying for it. But I'm just saying, see, what I'm saying from this is, you, what ultimately what Vedanta says, that's all it says. It's not saying don't have desires. You should be able to manage your desires, use in your intellect, and live within your being. Be contented until it's multiplied. It's not against multiplication. You understand? So the thing is, this, if you get this idea, it's a fascinating way of living. Your life becomes instantly joyful. If you learn that art. That art needs to be learned. And that is not learned. Everybody is busy in multiplying. Nobody knows how to, as they multiply, then should know how to manage the mind. Then you are beautifully enjoying the life. Anyway, so all that here Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna by addressing him as so mighty on this, you have still not understood how to control the mind. That's exactly what I've been talking. He says, you know. So then he says, asamshayam, I agree with you. Asamshayam, without doubt, doubtless mind is having all these qualities that you said. It is restless, it is turbulent, it is strong, it is obstinate. But the moment you agree with the fellow, you make the fellow little receptive. Therefore, whenever you start a talk, they say start a talk with some powerful story, or start a talk with some nice joke, or some personal experience. You understand? Something to get the fellow's attention. And that first 3 minutes, if you don't draw the attention of the fellow, you lost it. Swami Vivekananda is still famous because of the first line he said, "My dear sisters and brothers of America." He drew everybody's attention. And he did it genuinely. Not that he was faking it. He did it genuinely. So, therefore, that when he said, "My dear sisters and brothers of America," immediately their attention was drawn. Then whatever he said, so there is it. You know, similarly, Lord Krishna is telling here, Asamshayam Mahabhava, I agree. Undoubtedly, mind is all this. But consider this. In a way he is saying, but you are not entirely right. You are right, but you are not entirely right. Then they say, okay, then it's fine. To some extent I am right or wrong. All that they want is, don't tell me I am wrong. Why is that people don't like criticism? Because you are putting them down. Nobody likes to be put down. So Arjuna also the same level. You understand? So he says, yes, I agree. 99% communication is psychology. Only 1% is message. In communication, 99% is psychology. Only 1% is the message. So that moment is there, Arjuna's attention is drawn. Then he says, it is possible. How? Abhyasena vairagena. I want you to remember these 2 words. What are these 2 words? Abhyas. Abhyas means what?
Practice.
Now the mind is restless. Now the mind is turbulent. Now the mind is strong. Now the mind is upset. Why? Why? Why is it that way?
So
it's not under your control.
It's the nature of the
work or making it under your control. All of you must stand up on the bench. What, why is that mind is behaving this way?
Because
it is conditioned that way, it is habitual that way. Mind is a habit. Please understand this. A child born in a Hindi speaking family grows up speaking Hindi automatically. A child born in Telugu speaking family, as it grows it starts speaking Telugu automatically. It doesn't make any grammar mistakes. Right? Mind is nothing but conditioning. It's a habit. Now the habit has become tree. When the habit was a sapling, it is easy to deal with it. But when the habit was seed also, it will be easy to deal with it. Neither it is seed now, nor it is sapling level now. It is in the level of
canyon
tree size. That habit now is very difficult. Now it is telling me what I should do. Every day, as soon as you get up, you must have coffee.
Yeah.
If you don't have coffee, as if something has happened to you, you will have withdrawal symptoms. Right? What is this?
My habit.
You are in US, mechanically, every day morning you will drive your car to Starbucks. You are in Canada, mechanically you will drive to Tim Hortons. That's it. It's a habit. Mind is a habit. You kept on taking it there, now it becomes strong. Now it's not listening to you. Child and mind is always compared. Children, you bring them up in a certain way, they are, you like it, take it. You don't like it, live it. It's a habit. Now I like it, I want it, I don't get it, I'm depressed. I'm finished. Not worth living. Simple thing. Habit. I told you already. Habit, if you work on it, you may be able to deal with the H part of it. But still, habit will remain. If you work little more, you will knock off the A also. But bit will remain. If you work little more, you will knock off B. But it will remain. That is how deeply we are conditioned. Few years of, about 6 years I lived in Middle East. So, automatically I will be saying, Inshallah. Inshallah. Interestingly, it's one of the most fabulous sentences I've ever heard, Inshallah. It's fantastic. No. But that is misused by a lot of people, Inshallah. You ask me, shall we meet tomorrow? Obviously it's not in the hands, will of God. God will, we'll meet Inshallah. And that's a beautiful attitude. But a lot of people, they don't want to meet. So they say, Inshallah. That is not what Islam talks about, you know. The wrong interpretation of Islam according to me. So, habit is mind. So that is why it is like this. Now, with practice. So what is mind? Mind is unconscious habit. Unconsciously, indiscriminately, you have sent your thoughts towards certain way of living, and the mind is like that now. It's indiscriminate living. Now when he says abhyas, he means discriminate living. So what is karma yoga that we talk about? What is hatha yoga? When you do hatha yoga, is it just stretching your hands and legs? You are stretching your hands and legs, being in it fully, with a total awareness, mindfully doing it. Isn't it? Focused activity. Similarly, when you do karma yoga, what is karma yoga? Again, action that is done with awareness and prasada buddhi. Buddhi hona chahiye. So when with buddhi, when you act, when you do practice, what happens? Buddhi develops vairagya. I discussed this in detail when we studied this chapter. The talk, the word on vairagya. I think in this chapter also we discussed this. Vairagya is what? It's not running away from the object, it's not hating. Like, I hate Karela. What a vairagya. Huh? Just because you hate Karela, I am a vairagya. You understand? You don't like it. You hate it. Therefore you don't contact it. Doesn't mean you are vairagya. If things are part of your life, you run after it. Your vairagya is exposed. What kind of a vairagya are you? So what is vairagya? Vairagya is understanding iron and gold is good for buying iron and gold. You want to put it in Swami Ramgita's language? That's it. You understand that it is relative. It has a beginning and an end. You understand its worth. Once you understand its worth, your mind will not run after it. Because you have not got vairagya, because you have not got understanding about things and beings, what has happened in the world today, people are suffering because of this. What is it? They love things and use people. Whereas all that you need to do is, you got to love people, use things. medicine. In fact, they are using people because other people are also things. The moment you have attachment, people get reduced to things and they start using things. People have become things in their head because they are approaching people with lust, not with love. So the moment I understand this object, I understand it in its entirety. When I see somebody, I understand him or her in totality. Then I know, okay, these are the pluses the person has. These are the minuses the person has. Similarly, these are the pluses this person has. These are the minuses this person has. Similarly, I have certain pluses and minuses. I start looking at everybody as nothing but bundle of plus and minus. In a way, everybody is equal. So why would I be criticizing? When I am criticizing, my focus is too much going on the side which is negative, and that also according to me. Think about it. I told you, even a guy who is that contract killer, he is able to do that according to the business. Right? That contract killer, people go after what all everybody is going. Why? Because they know if you give the money to the fellow, he will do that. In his bad work that he is doing, he has some loyalty. If he is not done, he will give back the money. Let us say somebody is there. So everybody is nothing but plus and minus. There is so much good in the worst of us. There is so much bad in the best of us. Therefore, it ill behoves us to talk about the rest of us. It ill behoves us to talk about the rest of us, said an American humorist. I don't remember the name. So, mind is nothing but a trained it in a particular way. Habit. Conditioning. Now what you have to look at things that you do on a daily basis. Do it with discrimination. Do it with viveka. Do it with awareness. Then you understand. Achha, this much only. For this much I have to work so much. It's useful. My guardian is there. It's useful for me to come to the class. It's useful for me to go to work. This car, this watch is there. It's useful for me for this reason. What is the point in having 20,000 watches at home and on your hand also every time? I'm coming always late for the class. Have you understood the value of time? What are you wearing this watch for? You understand? What are you wearing this watch for? So if you ask yourself these kind of fundamental questions, all of us, we have to wear the cap when it fits, including the speaker here. So the point is, the moment I see it in its entire, I'm seeing it now totally, automatically detachment happens. The exaggerated mind runs up things because I've not seen it fully. Then that, you will want it. Secret is still there.
That is why many of the cinema heroes and all these people, they maintain that distance. You get close and you become too close, if you know them fully, you may not want to be crowned. That's all. Big deal. Shakespeare says in his Polonius Advice in Hamlet, he says, be thou familiar but by no means vulgar. Be thou familiar but by no means vulgar. Thora's secret. What is that so interesting about gossip? In the next class I'm going to say something. Everybody comes. That's what they do in serial, no? This, what is that? Soap opera. Suddenly one fellow will open the door. He'll show his face like this. Now you don't know what is there tomorrow. Everybody is waiting for the serial to come.
It's just a curiosity, you understand. Mind thrives on curiosity.
Please understand this. Mind thrives on curiosity. The moment it sees its whole thing in its entirety, Vairagya automatically comes. It doesn't run.
In other words, the objects and beings do not preoccupy your mind.
This is Vairagya. And when you have Vairagya, your practice becomes even more powerful. With Vairagya, you are able to be more aware in your contact. And awareness brings more Vairagya.
So, Abhyasena Vairagyena. Both supplements and complement each other. Here he talks about Viveka Abhyas.
Please understand.
With the Viveka, when I contact objects, automatically Vairagya comes. That is why I say, you have any habit. Don't judge yourself on that. I don't know why I'm having this habit. I'm not able to control. I'm such a useless fellow. Don't do all that. Anyway, you're doing it. You can't be stopped.
So similar, one fellow has got stuck to alcohol, drinking so much every day, right? Supposing you won't tell him, anyway you are drinking, drink blue little. Anyway drinking, why are you drinking all nonsense and spoiling yourself, drink at least blue little. At least he will not feel guilty, huh? And secondly, when you are drinking, that is a little difficult part. Just tell him, every sip, drink with awareness.
Is
it the most difficult thing to do? And if it doesn't, you live it. Or rather, the alcohol you live with. Any object. Meaning, the exaggeration is gone. You just do it mechanically. There is something called as Pratipaksha Bhavana that scriptures talk about. In Bhagavad Gita Madhishankara says, Nadi Sanagara Nadi Deham Drishtva Maha Moha Desha Etan Mansari Sadi Vikaram Manasimi Chintaya Maharam. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita. Madhishankara says, you look at me, he's addressing the disciples who are all men. So he's saying, looking at the woman's contours, you're going mad. Just look at it from totally different angles. What is it? It is nothing but what? Yetan Mansavi Sajivika. It's a different modification of flesh and bone and blood. That Yetan Mansavi Sajivikaram Manasini Chintaya Bharam. Paramaram is daily study. Look at it from that, what is this? End of the day, Gadi car is nothing but dabba. Isn't it? Dabba under we want this. Air conditioned it up. Isn't it? Look at it, then you understand. Okay, you understand it? Utilitarian value. You will not become subservient to it. That's all that I say. It is used and you will never become subservient. And there is no limit. Your work requires 10 cars, please have it. That's the way to go. Then there can be no such thing as unhappiness in your life. So, abhyasena vairagyena. Viveka abhyasa.
You don't have to stop living and go to forest. All you do have to do is stop and think while you live. What is Vedanta? Why don't youngsters come to this class?
And discuss to three people are there.
I'm including myself also. This class, some of us are there who are not above certain age.
But everywhere you see, youngsters don't mind. Even, forget about youngsters, even lot of people, dynamic people, nobody wants white and nobody. Nobody wants. They'll say, I don't want anything but thing going, I don't want to do anything with you. Why? Because people think you'll say give up. Vedanta doesn't say renunciation of action, it only says renunciation in action. Renunciation of action is relatively easy. Giving up things is relatively easy, relatively. But giving up of possessiveness isn't easy. is it Viveka Abhyasa, Karma Abhyasa, Bhakti Abhyasa. All that is there. Mainly, karma will not be karma yoga if awareness is not there. If prasada buddhi is not there. Understand? Similarly, bhakti will not be bhakti yoga if in that awareness is not there, if in that surrender and devotion is not there. Similarly, study will not become jnana yoga if it is not done with awareness. That is a mechanical habit. Right? So the point is, the moment I start looking carefully at everything, then I understand, oh God, that's all it is. And I've been running up to this so much. It's so much of exaggeration. Look at it. Just take 2 steps back and look at it without any bias. What is it? If you look at the skin which you say very smooth through a microscope, you will not want to touch it. Hey Baba, there is so much of, you know, bacteria and all that. What is it? We don't look at it carefully. So all that Krishna says is stop, look at your own life. So what we can do is, now from till date, from the past, what all we have been doing, we have to now look back, stare at our past. Now you don't have to run after things. Stare at your present habits. Stare at your past things. Many of us have left the toy world, but you have not still left running after toys. Just the toys are changed. What kind of adulthood is this? Are we really adults? Are we really mature? We are not running after the toys, but our running after is not stopped. What we have done is, toys have been replaced with something else. Some different toys. Isn't it?
Name, fame, power, position, family, status, money. These are our toys now. These are the toys that make our job. Name, fame, power, position, family, status, money.
The habit has not changed. Please understand this. Objects have changed.
You are running after Barbie dolls, now you are running after something else.
But the running after is still continuing. When will that running after stop? When you stop and ponder.
Nobody does that.
By the time I will stop and ponder, my neighbor will run and acquire more. Isn't it? If I will stop and ponder for 2 years, by the time I will come out, my neighbor would have done something else.
You don't understand this thing, how it works. I went to the academy for 3 years to study this philosophy there. And while I went, I was only 21. I was working already. And my friends were all working. And I came over after 3 years, they were in different positions, doing so many things. So at that level which you see, they have done something, you have not done anything. You understand? But this knowledge will take you places. Provided you understood it correctly, provided you did tapas properly. So, you got to understand, but our whole concern is, our concern is not how much I have. I must always have little more than my neighbor. It's another problem. Why is this going? Nobody stops him. So, in a way, Krishna is telling Arjuna, stop and think, look back at your own life. Just few minutes you look back, then you ask yourself, is it worth it?
do that, you become a Vairagya. Next verse. If you do that, you will understand Gita. If you don't do that, you can lecture on Gita. That's all. Shri Bhagava, sorry, 37, right? 36?
Yoga, I think, is hard to attain by one who is uncontrolled. Asamyatatmana. Yatatmana, one who strives, one who struggles, one who puts in effort to control. But asamyatatmana means one who is uncontrolled. Simply living a lifestyle of indulgence. That's what I mean. Koi discipline nahi. No discipline whatsoever. No external internal discipline. So he said, yoga I think is hard to attain for one who is uncontrolled. But it can be attained by one who is controlled by means of striving. What do you understand from this verse? This viveka, which will result in vairagya, is difficult to attain. Viveka here doesn't mean information. Nowadays, we have this computer, no? Just press that Google thing, you will get everything you can download. Some good, bad, and ugly, everything information you can download, isn't it? Available, I think. Oh my God, unbelievable proportion. So what he is calling as Viveka? What is the Viveka Vyasa? Nitya, Anitya, Viveka, Vicharam is Viveka. Nitya means what? Eternal. Anitya means? Non-eternal, transient, passing, fleeting, permanent and impermanent. Nitya, Anitya, Viveka, Vichara. Will lead you to Vairagya. You do the Vichara. Nobody has no time. Only vichar we do is how to multiply. This outside thing, because we believe multiplying outside things will multiply my job. Vinata is never against multiplying outside things, but along with multiplying outside things, if you do not know how to divide them with your family and friends, you cannot multiply your happiness. It's a perfect understanding between multiplication and division. If you look at it from mathematical point of view, living. It has got nothing to do with how much you multiply outside. So there is no talk of how to multiply. But you should master the habit of dividing. Dividing means what? Sharing.
I don't think it's only multiplication, though. So we do a lot of things without, like you keep saying, unmindfully or unaware.
Why do you do it unmindfully?
You do you're not paying so much attention to
deep inside there is a conviction. The more I have, I will be. Anyway, we'll discuss that later on. Here the point is this, simple. If you have Viveka, only then you have Vairagya. And to develop that Viveka, it is difficult without discipline. Discipline. I will live the way I want to live. How will the intellect become developed? You go. Why is it so easier to go to the ashram, live there? Because the environment which is conducive. Everybody gets up at 4 o'clock, everything is going on in the routine. The conduciveness is there. Then you develop slowly, slowly, there you use your thinking and develop your intellect. Then when you come here, you are able to control it. But if you live in a condition there, anything can be done any time, you know, discipline followed, impossible to develop your intellect. That is why we keep on saying there is no place, no university in the world which is there helping people to develop intellect, helps people to develop their intelligence. There has to be proper discipline. Little bit of discipline will help you to develop that Viveka Shakti. And Viveka Shakti will bring you Vairagya. Vairagya will be able to make you see things clearly so that you don't get trapped again. That's all it is. So he says, yoga is hard to attain. Very interesting, he just says hard to attain, he doesn't say it's impossible. Yes, in a way it is impossible for 99.9999999999% of people. And that point not whatever percent that is not worth talking about. They did a lot of experiments with children. One of the experiments is they fitted cameras in the room, you know. And they made a child sit alone in the room, and very clear instructions were given to the child. One toddler arm or whatever chocolate was kept in front of the child. Said, see the clock. If you will not touch this toddler arm for 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes if you don't touch this toddler arm, we will give you 10 more. And they said that very clearly, the child understood, okay, I will not touch. 10th minute, a bell will ring, then you can touch. But the camera is focused on the children, they all do. And it is so funny to watch it. Some children are like, looking at it. When they go closer, they take the hands off, then quickly somebody opens it. They say, some children, within few seconds they open and eat it. This is the mind. When the object is in front of you, how many of us can talk philosophy? They say, snake being around the neck of Lord Shiva asked Garuda, how are you? You know? If Shiva is not there, Garuda will finish off the snake. But around Shiva's neck, so how are you? That's okay. Vedanta class, when you're studying Vedanta, we're all Vedagi. But you go in front of the object. Our dear delights are often such, exposed to view, but not to touch. The sight of a foolish heart in play, long for finality in play. You don't have to bring the object in front of your vision. How much of self-control we have, we know. How much of intellect we have, we know. How much of a strong person I am, I will know. When I go in front of the object of my desire, some people say, I am a smoke, you can do what I want, I am get tempted. They never had desire for cigarette, therefore they will never get tempted. Being that fellow in front of something else, you go mad, whatever his weakness is. You are weak object when you come in front of it. What happens to you? The sight of a foolish heart in waves, we long for pineapples in waves. With hopeless wish, one looks and lingers. who breaks the glass and cuts his finger, but they who put the bread and leave can get the honey from the wheat. Suitable for panapala the wheat. So the thing is, without things itself is difficult to develop vairagya. With things, forget it. Therefore, temporary withdrawal is spoken about. Vedanta doesn't talk about running away from things. Vedanta talks about temporary withdrawal to develop strength, and therefore you can come back and meet it. You understand? Rama went to ashram, Gurukul. Krishna went to Gurukul, Sandipani. Why? Children are sent there. Thoda withdrawal. And do what? So not watch movie there. Withdraw karke, develop your intellect. And once you have developed your buddhi, viveka, which is there in all circumstances, then you come back and you are a champion. What do you mean? We send our children to some of these schools. The best schools, water, all these schools we send. Nothing except one of the best schools, no problem. But what we fail to understand is, the very schools which are there in that country, so many schools are there in that country, that very country in which all these schools are there, that very country which is supposedly the best school of economics, is suffering from economic crisis. You understand what it means? The very country in which all these top economic schools are there, they are suffering from economic crisis. What do you understand from that? It's not the information. It's important. What is necessary is the buddhi. So if everything is around you, is that impossible? If I tell you, doesn't matter, you lie down and listen, also, no problem, in the class. After 2 seconds you fall out to sleep. Doesn't matter, you know, that is why certain discipline. So this withdrawal that Vedanta talks about is to develop the intellect, which is needed. Uncontrolled mind becomes very, very difficult to tame. Almost impossible. Therefore, have an environment which has certain discipline. And in a disciplined environment, you can put in the effort to do the karma bhakti jnana yoga. Undeveloped it. Disciplined environment, you will sit down, but you won't do anything. Nothing much will happen. You would have grown old, now you can't enjoy them. Unnecessarily you will withdraw. Might as well you would have contacted. Withdrawal will have to be supplemented with knowledge. And it has to be done according to your capacity, and you have to do it consistently. So what is the formula? W plus K. Underlined by small c. Circled by capital C. This is my formula. My formula means I am just putting it in formula way, you will understand. W means what? Withdrawal. K means knowledge. Knowledge of Atma is scripture. W plus K. Thoda withdrawal, thoda knowledge. Has to be according to your capacity. Don't exceed your capacity. Too much you will study in one day, then you don't want to come anywhere closer to Vedanta again. Enough is enough. Right? That is why once a week we meet. If you start seeing me every day, you will never want to see me. Once a week, you understand? Be the familiar, but by no means vulgar. So you have to have W plus K underlined by C for capacity. Circled by consistency, meaning you've got to do this consistently. Only then Viveka Shakti will come in you. Only then Vairagya will come in you. Only then Atma you will be able to achieve. Not possible otherwise. Thoda discipline, thoda knowledge. You have to understand these two are two pedals of a bicycle.
You press one, the other comes up. You press that, the other comes up. You move ahead in life. So in this following sadhana, don't forget about capacity and consistency. You overdo, you are finished. Spiritual path is a single file. Don't compare yourself with somebody else.
You know, you do yoga also. And yoga is able to do arasana for so many minutes. You also try doing that. You continue to be in arasana position, take it along. You're not able to bring it back. You understand? So the thing is, according to your style. But what is important is being consistent. But the problem is mind will slowly start becoming despair. Why? In spiritual path, the result doesn't come that quickly. And it comes in material path. Huh? Including yoga and this, not as they have this protein supplement and then pop up. And suddenly it comes and looks nice. You understand? Yoga, you go on doing nothing, you see. To see the effect, it takes long time. Are you with me? You will become despair. You want to. No.
That is why it is not easy. Walking in spiritual path.
So the results are not shown quickly. And nobody has patience. Next verse. अर्जुन उवाच अयतिश्रद्धयोपेतः योगाचलितमानसः अप्राप्य योगसंसिद्धिम् आं गतिं कृष्ण गच्छति अर्जुन उवाच अयतिश्रद्धयोपेतः योगाचलितमानसः अप्राप्य योगसंसिद्धिम् आं गतिं कृष्ण गच्छति. We do one thing. We chant verses 37 digits there. We chant 38 and 39 also. कश्चिन्नोभयविभ्रष्टः छिन्नाभ्रमिव नश्यति अप्रतिष्ठो महाबाहो विमूढो ब्रह्मणः पति कश्चिन्नोभयविभ्रष्टः छिन्नाभ्रमिव नश्यति अप्रतिष्ठो महाबाहो विमूढो ब्रह्मणः पति. एतन्मे संशयं कृष्ण चेतुमर्हस्य शेषतः त्वदन्यसंशयस्यास्य चेतानमुपपद्यते. एतन्मे संशयं कृष्ण चेतुमर्हस्य शेषतः त्वदन्यसंशयस्यास्य चेतानमुपपद्यते.
In these three verses, Arjuna is asking question to Lord Krishna. Arjuna Vacha. After listening to Lord Krishna's answer, now Arjuna is asking a question. Very, very interesting question. If you really carefully followed what Lord Krishna said, this question should obviously come in you.
If it does not come, don't read verse 34, 35, 36 again. Again and again. Because what did I say when I talked about it? Toda withdrawal. I talked about 3 years of study now. Krishna also went to Satipani and said, all the masters, whosoever achieved, in between 12 long years where Jesus Christ was, nobody knows. Isn't it? 12 long years. Tapasya. So lots of withdrawal. And tapas, striving. Are you with me? Now, Arjuna's question is simple. If I do, what is happening? I have stopped contacting. Lots of things came to Delhi and left. I never experienced them.
Sara enjoyment I left and I went to ashram to study. Let us say, before I realized the self, I died. Neither have I enjoyed the world, nor have I got spiritual enlightenment. That problem is bringing up. So it says, the uncontrolled who possesses Shraddha, meaning they strive. In fact, he's not even talking about to come to ashram. He's talking about many of us. In a sense, I study every day, but I don't maintain discipline. As a result of which, I never achieved. That's what uncontrolled means. Uncontrolled, who possesses Shraddha, whose mind wanders away from yoga, failing to attain perfection in yoga, what end for Krishna does he need? And then, fallen from both, does he not perish like a rent cloud of Mahabaho? Now he's talking about, obviously in the previous verse he said uncontrolled, and he's now that's what fallen from both. So what do you understand from this? He's obviously talking about not physical indulgence, but mental indulgence. I'm coming, slowly. First he said uncontrolled, but possessing Shraddha. Means what? Discipline maintain nahi karta hai, lekin Shraddha hai. He studies every day, Bhagavad Gita. Just an example. Okay? Now when I say he doesn't maintain discipline, does it mean that he physically indulges? If he physically indulges, he's not fallen from that, na? He's been contacting it. So the very fact that next he's asking fallen from both, what he's talking about is physically he did not contact, but mentally he kept on indulging. Meaning you go for a retreat in an ashram. Sit down, study Gita, but mentally also the new movie is released, I'm not watching it. Yeah, I did not watch it. Mentally. Physically you did not experience it. Mentally you kept on thinking. So he says, fallen from both, does he not perish like a rent cloud? Oh Mahabaho. Oh Krishna, oh Maityam. Now when Arjuna says Mahabaho, from the point of view of one who has conquered the mind. When Arjuna talked about Mahabaho, when Krishna talked about Arjuna as Mahabaho, he talked about conquering the world. And now same Mahabaho word Arjuna uses. One who has conquered the mind. Supportless and deluded is the path of Brahman. Supportless means he is not worked to get material world. So uska material support bhi nahi. Friends is not gathered. Because you are not partying. Why are you partying? Contact. Isn't it? Now contact bhi nahi. His contact book is full of nothing. Empty. No contact. No friends. No money. No nothing because he never worked. Right? So, fallen from both, does he not perish like a red cloud of Mahabaho, supportless and deluded in the path of Brahman? Then he says, this doubt of mine. Yetat samshaya, this doubt, me, my doubt. Oh Krishna, you should dispel completely. Because this will not allow me to go and do this W plus K underlined by C, circled by C. Because it's not, oh, hey Baba, I will miss it. That is what is happening now. If I go to do this effort, by the time, lot of material things I will miss. Mujhe kya hoga? Support nahi hoga na? Support hona chahiye. Rupee is getting devaluated, every day dollar is increasing. So if I am not earning, what will happen if something happens to me? Insecurity will not allow me to continue. Therefore this doubt needs to be clarified immediately, with immediate effect. So it is this doubt of mind, O Krishna, you should dispel completely. We are all in this state. We all know. We understand the value of Gita and everything. But we are not able to fully give ourselves to it because that is worrying. Insecurity. Kya hoga? So you want to keep that also? So what happens?
a person who is practicing these things but uncontrolled, very difficult to attain. That is why a lot of people say, though I've been studying Gita for so many years, nothing much has happened.
Why? The sight of our foolish heart inflames love for pineapple.
That is why we say satsanga is important. When a lady has just become pregnant, she requires protection for a few months. She needs to be careful. Otherwise the pregnancy will not stay. Similarly, when you are trying to get impregnated with this knowledge of the higher, you need to have some sort of protection. Otherwise, like water sprinkled on a hot plate, shall I get it? So Arjuna's question is, tell me, that insecurity will not allow me. How do I do it? Do you understand this question? If I put in tapas, and even otherwise, supposing you controlled also, you put in effort, but you not achieved the goal, what happens? You miss the world anyway. Inner world also you did not achieve. You didn't achieve self-realization or anything. Outside thing also you did not enjoy. So finish it. What will happen to such a person? Who will pay your health bills? Anyway, that insecurity. Fallen from both. Like a rent cloud. Rent cloud means what? Like a little portion of cloud that has separated from the total. The fear is what? When you live in Rome, we'll do what Romans do. You are all going to live mechanically. Work hard and party hard. Work hard and party hard. Work hard and party hard. What is this work hard and party hard business going on? Everywhere. A typical punishing train. Isn't it? After some time you don't enjoy it. But you can't stop yourself from doing it. Khatam. Shuru ho gaya life. Kya karo? Koi na koi swami ko pakad. Uske baad.
Thode din ke liye.
Because then the swami becomes boring to you. You get up for another swami. See, think about it. What Krishna, this he spoke 5,000 years ago and it's still valid. That is why we call this as Sanatana Dharma. See, we want to live in groups.
You understand? Some group you want. Finally, somebody was telling here only. What's up? They're not a group. You want groups everywhere. It's not easy to be alone. And in a group also, group is what? Filled with people who are all lonely. Sigma lonely people is equal to the group. In the group also they are very lonely. You understand? You understand sigma, no? Sigma lonely people want to be in group. Think about it. The inside is so weak. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be part of a group. Bhogaratova, Bhogaratova. Sangaratova, Sangavihina. It's nice. But at your terms, on your terms. So this party hard, work hard culture that he is talking about here, is this, that is simple. I want to be in a group because if I separate from the group, I am finished. If I separate, I better become a saint. Otherwise I am finished. Because they say, I am talking, you are finished. You don't have any contacts. You are boring for it. You don't have any friends. Friends also you lost. From inside also you are not happy. So might as well be. It takes therefore very rarely a person out, one in a million, takes the courage to say yes, let me try this. First of all, people who try this itself will be one in one in a million. And all those people who will try, one in a million will achieve. That is why nobody wants to go. Upanishad itself says this. Upanishad says this. Nacheda veti gata satyam. Nacheda iha veti bhakti vinashi. Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitra dhira. Prithyatma loka kata bhavati. Chitra jiya, very, very a wise person attained. Even a very vaguely, you talk to 20,000 people, one fellow comes and says, I want to attend class. You develop it. It's not easy.
Academy was started in 1988 by Swamiji. Now we have what, 26 years? 26, 27 years we have completed. How many students would have passed out? I belong to the second batch. First batch students were only 9. Out of them, I think 3 or 4 dropped out. Didn't complete the course. Then when I studied, we were like 17, but 3 or 4 dropped out, and finally 12 or 13. Now we have maximum about 40-50 students. Senior students are there, which are about 50. Students who are doing the course. You can't. So many cannot come. This is in spite of the best of facilities that Swamiji has put in the ashram. In fact, our ashram is considered by many people as Paisar ashram. In spite of that, it's not easy to go and say. You understand? This is what is saying Krishna, Arjuna is asking. Like a rent cloud, what will happen to me, man? Are we finished? In fact, some of my friends, if they come to know that I am attending Gita class, they will stop talking to me. One fellow told me this. Young fellow. They will stop talking to me. It's a fact. There is something wrong with this fellow. All old time fellow. Not modern. This is what is the fear going on. Insecurity. I want that group. Totally ulta understanding. When we have so much of groups and contacts in the world, you look at somebody who is well connected, right? Isn't it? But what is well connected? Being well connected is good. But well connected fellow is a well rooted hardly anybody. Some people have this mobile number as private numbers. When they ring you, their number will not come. It's a private number, unknown something. Lot of people get scared when they see their unknown number. Who is this unknown fellow here? Is it from the government? So where is this coming? You understand? Especially, why will that fear come? Is it unknown? In Tamil we say, Madiila Ganam, Valiila Bhayam. Madiila Ganam means what? In your pocket, bags of currency, notes are there. Therefore, while you are walking on the road, there is fear. Empty pocket, will there be fear? You are traveling in Bombay, electric train, and no money in your pocket, no problem. You have money, fear. So when you see this unknown number, you get scared. Why? You have done something, then you think, maybe it's the police. Isn't it? If inside you have not done anything, there is a problem. So he says, as a rent cloud, that this doubt of mine, O Krishna, you should dispel completely, for there is none other than you to dispel this doubt. Then he says, because somebody, why none other than, because somebody who reached there, you know the difficulty. See, somebody who has reached there will understand the difficulty of the Shishya. Somebody who has not even tried, they won't understand. That is why Guru knows, I have seen Swamiji telling some students, 2.5 years over. Fellow says, I can't say, Swamiji, I have to go, I can't, it's difficult.
get involved in something or the other, you know.
It's not easy. So what to do? It's not as if six months ago you will become self-reliant. But that confidence, I could do something, when I went to do something, I was able to finish it. That the happiness that, you know, that you get when you say, yes, I could finish it. So Swami, in fact, I've seen, you know, say, Baba, just 6 more months, try it out. Finish, try it.
It's okay. I've known people leaving the course just about 3-4 months before the course is going to get over. That's how difficult the mind is. But the fact that the fellow tried is incredible.
There was a guy called Swastik. He was only 16 or something when I joined the course. I was 21, he was 16. His elder brother and sister, they were studying in the ashram. They are from South Africa. He had come to join some other college in Pune. He had come a little early because he could stay with his sister and brother in the ashram. As a guest, he had come. Then he liked Swamiji's lecture and then he wanted to join. He couldn't stay more than 1.5 years. But that fellow staying there for 1.5 years was like you or me staying there for 15 years. Especially when I studied, the ashram was totally different. It was not this, like that. So what I'm trying to tell you is, not easy. How much you are missing now. Just now I was quoting what Keno Upanishad was. The beautiful Keno Upanishad. All Upanishads are fantastic. Keno Upanishad is one of my favorite Upanishads. The first is there. Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha. Kena prana pratama praiti yuktaha. Keneshitam vachamimam vadanti. Chakshushrotram kavudeho yunati. That is how the verse goes. And everybody likes this tune. You know, you are in, especially when Swamiji is doing Upanishad in the ashram, you are like, you want to be in the frequency for a while. Now, so it's a totally different frequency. So everybody likes this fellow one day, around karma time, you know, I was passing by his room, I saw this fellow with a walkman on his head and then dancing, moving like this, and loudly, you know, singing. What is he singing? This came over this. How is he singing? He's going like that. That fellow has been living like that in South Africa. You understand? Work hard, party hard kind of a guy. And that fellow has tried. Hats off to that fellow. It's not a joke, I'm telling you. And remembering Swastik even today. Hats off that he didn't come. It's not easy. You understand? What will happen? Will you not go like a rent cloud? You must understand what question Arjuna is asking. A very simple question. You are in sadhana, it's a very, very tough period. Very tough period. And it is not, there is no guarantee. A lot of people ask, sir, after you finish this course, will you get certificate? And then, will you get job? What job, what are you talking about? What guarantee is there? Mind always looks for utilitarian value. Agar, if I do this course, mujhe kya milenge? How is it going to benefit me? It doesn't give up. It's not easy. And there is a possibility that this can happen. 2-2.5 years is a long time that you've spent. Neither have you completed the course, you left behind your friends and everybody, and you get back to a totally different world. In 2-2.5 years you've missed many, many things. To get back, it's not a joke. So that is the question of Janas. We'll see the answer next week.
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णा पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति.
சகலம் பரஸ்மை நாராயணாயேதி சமர்ப்பயாமி.